Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
They're way down. $1.81 by me in Lake Geneva. Woodman's Gas, $1.89 in Buffalo Grove. Naperville, $1.97 a gallon. Delta Sonic in Joliet, $1.95. Thornton, $1.92. Hey, Bob, gas in Joliet a few days ago was $1.95 a gallon. That's from Scott in Joliet. And Dave and I were talking about John Lester yesterday, how possibly he's pitched his last game in Wrigley Field. And this person says there definitely needs to be some kind of official tribute to John Lester. Well, you just can't do much with this pandemic, can you? I mean, you know, what are you going to do?
Zoom tribute?
But he does deserve our thanks. Everybody forgets he turned down more money from the Giants to join the Cubs. I think it was a Joe Madden and somebody else, some other people kind of convinced him.
Well, and he had a connection, too, from his Boston days.
That's right. That's right, with Theo. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bob, did I miss your condolences to Dean regarding the passing of his beloved mother? You know what? Monday, he'll be back Monday, and I certainly will pass that along. Another message on that. Condolences to Dean regarding his mom's death. She used to show up on Dean's Tree Time show and on Mother's Day, ask Dean about her homemade Greek yogurt. Yeah, kind of sad, and we wish Dean and the family the best. Moulin Oink is also available in many local grocers' freezers section, mainly hot links and rib tips. Thank you for that. Yeah, they sponsored our show yesterday. So that reminds me, we want to acknowledge today's sponsor. Once again, our morning show is brought to you by Weebolts. Here's Jack Quinlan and Lou Boudreau from the WGN Wrigley Field radio booth.
Whatever you need or want today, shop the well-known brands. They're on display at Weebolts.
National reputation brands are your biggest value at Weebolts department stores near you. Lou, when a woman shops for dresses, she seems to place a lot of importance on the label.
Well, that's natural, Jack. One of the names the gals swear by is Jonathan Logan in wool knit dresses.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. And that's what they feature at Weebolts, where the national reputation brands are on display. Right now, I understand Weebolts has some mighty smart looking ones.
Is that right? Is that right, Jack?
You know, we never know what the hell we're going to sell on this. So the Jonathan Logan knits in wide range of colors at only $18.
That's a good tip for you gals who wear junior sizes 5 to 15. It'd pay you to visit your nearby Weebolts department store. You'll find one that's just right for you.
And we thank Weebolts for sponsoring our show. All right, we'll get to the entertainment news next. Let's get to a couple other things first. Like the weather, and Friday night alfresco dining might be a little chilly tonight, huh, Steve?
Yeah, you might need a sweater or a light jacket with you, and if you're planning to be in Northwest Indiana, maybe something a little heavier. There's a frost advisory for a couple of the counties in Northwest Indiana for early tomorrow morning. Temperatures there in the 30s likely tomorrow morning. For the rest of us, though, it's going to be a nice day today, sunny with cool temps, so high near 62. A little bit breezy with winds gusting maybe at 20 miles per hour, and then tonight mostly clear with a low of 46. Tomorrow, sunshine in 66, and on Sunday, sunny with a high near 69. It's 58 at O'Hare, Midway, and the Lakefront. In Waukegan this hour, it's 55.
The NFL weekend began with Cleveland beating Cincinnati 35-30 for the Browns' first win. The Bengals 0-2 Sunday. Bears and Giants at Soldier Field. Bears chairman George McCaskey coming up at 8:39 this morning. The White Sox in Cincinnati tonight. We'll have it at 5:35 after they clinched a playoff spot with their 4-3 win over Minnesota. Now that the Sox have clinched, the Cubs hope to do so soon. They host the Twins tonight. And the Tampa Bay Lightning head to the Stanley Cup Final for the first time since the Blackhawks beat them in 2015. The Lightning beat the Islanders and now face Dallas starting tomorrow.
The earlier fatal incident investigation on the outbound Eisenhower at Ashland has been completed, so they have reopened that entrance ramp as well as the entrance ramp from Racine. Also, if you're traveling on your expressways, we have one new crash that's just been cleared on the outbound side of the Kennedy at Nagel. The travel times so far so good on the Edens in either direction from Lake Cook to the junction, 15 minutes. The Kennedy is still a mess from Fullerton into the burn, 35 minutes from O'Hare to downtown. Eisenhower's 36 in from 390, said 37 minutes on the inbound Stevenson from 355 to Lakeshore Drive. Bishop Ford, I-57, clear getting into that Dan Ryan merge. Inbound Dan Ryan, though, from 95th to the circle is at 25. I'm Vicki Kukuzian from the IDOT Traffic Center, reminding you to drive responsibly. It really is a matter of life or death.
I missed you yesterday. Hope you enjoyed the Sox game, but we got a lot to talk about today. Join me, Anna DeVlantis, after 1. WGN.
For more than 50 years, Waubonsie Community College has been helping local residents earn their personal wins. Here's some educational tips to help you win. Try to eliminate distractions. Studying without distractions is crucial. Try to find a quiet space in your home, at school, or even in a local coffee shop. If it's not working out, relocate. It will be worth it once you're in a good environment. And consider shutting off your cell phone. You can always respond to your messages after you study. When you're working hard to succeed, you want a college that is working just as hard to help you. That's what you'll find at Waubonsie Community College. From working with a dedicated academic advisor from day one to accessing free tutoring and technology loans, you'll have the resources you need to win. There are also specialized programs serving first-generation students, students with disabilities, veterans, and others. You and Waubonsie Community College. Together, we win. Visit waubonsie.edu/win.
This is your White Sox Minute, brought to you by BMO, proud partner of the Chicago White Sox. I'm Jason Benetti. Last time the Sox made the playoffs, Eloy Jimenez was 11 years old, just starting to begin to show signs of the baseball player he would become, a major league talent who now has put the White Sox in the postseason in 2020. His RBI double down the left field line in the seventh inning handed the Sox the lead for good against Minnesota, and the Sox have clinched a playoff spot and the tiebreaker over the Twins in the AL Central. The Sox have the best record in the American League as they head to the playoffs. It is a great day to be a Sox fan. Sox are in. Now be in for 2021. Secure your ticket package or group outing today. Call or text 312-674-1000 or visit whitesox.com for more information. This has been your White Sox Minute, brought to you by BMO.
Tonight, a local doctor stepping up in the pandemic.
We're going to open our doors.
Her determination to help a hard-hit community. Tonight on WGN TV News at 9.
Celebrate and save during Blaine's Farm and Fleet's 65th anniversary sale going on now. To commemorate 65 years, we're offering incredible anniversary savings throughout the store. Like 40 to 45 pound bonus bags of KT Wild Bird Food, just $9.99. Sorry, no rain checks. 36 pound bags of Estate Weed and Feed are just $17.99. Covers up to 10,000 square feet. And AgriFab Toby Hine Lawn Spiker Cedar and Spreader is only $165.99. Or get $65 instant savings on a DeWalt 20 volt max handheld leaf blower. Get anniversary savings on home essentials, like $40 off a basement watchdog big combination sump pump. A Superior Pump stainless steel cast iron sump pump is only $139.99. And 40 pound bags of Morton Clean and Protect water softener pellets are just $4.99. Don't miss incredible 65th anniversary savings going on now. Plus, buy online at farmandfleet.com and pick up your items in our convenient drive thru. Find value at
Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Good morning on the Team Hockrig phone line at 8:23. Entertainment Tonight's Cassie DeLauro with some Emmy predictions. Hi, Cassie.
Hi, Bob. Good morning. Can you believe it's already awards season, from the ACMs earlier this week to the Emmys this weekend?
It's that time again, and it's Jimmy Kimmel hosting, right?
Yes, Jimmy Kimmel will be hosting. Obviously, things will look a little bit different this year at the Emmys due to the ongoing pandemic. He's going to be hosting at the Staples Center in downtown Los Angeles, but it's going to be empty. There's going to be no live audience. There's going to be no red carpet, no pre-show. Obviously, they are following strict social distancing guidelines, so no live audience. So I'm curious to see how he's going to pull off, you know, his jokes when there's no one to react with.
And who do you think will walk off with the most Emmys? Any idea?
You know, there's three shows to keep an eye on Sunday: Watchmen, Schitt's Creek, and Succession. So Watchmen is this year's most nominated program. They have 26 nominations, including Outstanding Drama Series, which is a biggie, and also Outstanding Lead Actress in a Drama Series for Regina King. So I anticipate it taking home a lot of hardware on Sunday. Also, on the comedy side, you have Schitt's Creek, which could go out with a bang. Obviously, it ended this year after five seasons, so I feel like it might get a really nice farewell come Emmy Sunday. Mm-hmm. And then also, it's a standout drama series, Succession. It finally may reign supreme now that there's no more Game of Thrones.
Right. Well, we'll see. And Batman is coming back. What's the story on that?
So Batman was back and then briefly stopped filming due to Robert Pattinson's positive COVID test. But now they are back in production in the UK, which ET can confirm. Obviously, they, you know, took a hiatus for COVID-19 quarantine precautions. Safety is first and foremost. While these, you know, type of productions are trying to make movies around the world, limited crews on set, but they had to temporarily film, pausing their lead star, their Batman, tested positive. But now everything is all good, and production is, you know, is a go.
He forgot to put Purell on his mask, I guess. Finally, in the oops department, Chrissy Teigen, what happened to her?
So Chrissy Teigen accidentally revealed the gender of her baby on Instagram story on Thursday. She was just laying in bed talking to her audience, telling them, you know, what was happening with her. She's on bed rest right now. She's in the middle of her third pregnancy. And as she was just, you know, telling fans, oh, this is how bed rest is. This is what I'm looking out for. But, you know, he's doing good. She accidentally revealed the gender of the upcoming third baby, and it is a boy. But what I love about Chrissy is that, you know, she quickly caught that she had accidentally let it slip, but she didn't redo the Instagram story. It wasn't like she was on Instagram Live. So she, you know, she still went through with the post. So it must not have been that big of a deal for her to you know, reveal the big news. But so baby number three for the Legend family is a boy.
And congratulations. Well, Cassie, it's been great having you on here. Dean will be back on Monday, and you're back to your normal Entertainment Tonight duties, but always fun to have you on the radio with us here.
Thanks, Bob, for having me. I'm here if you ever need.
Okay, we'll take you up on that. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
It's 8:27, and we'll get you caught up on everything you need to know with the 8:30 news, and then we'll talk to the Bears chairman, George McCaskey, right here.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower that you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet! I'm in the shower!" Don't put up with this anymore. It's time to get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 27 years, serving over 50,000 customers. All in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure. And no more rusty colored water or pipe leaks. Call us today for your free in-home estimate customized for your home. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. 800-216-0195. 800-216-0195. That's 800-216-0195.
Are your hands suffering from all those alcohol hand sanitizers? Try Prefense Foaming Hand Sanitizer. Alcohol-free, FDA-listed. Available online at Prefense.com. Your best defense, Prefense.
It was great seeing teams back on the gridiron this weekend, and that was just week one. Now get in on the action with DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. DraftKings is bringing back their can't-miss offer for new users. Place a $1 bet on any team. If that team wins, you cash a cool Benjamin. How could you pass that up? Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app now and use promo code WGN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. Pick any team during Week 2, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. That's $1 to win $100 when you use promo code WGN during sign-up for a limited time only with DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER.
58 degrees at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Steve Grzanich.